The IPHC sets overall catch limits for commercial halibut fisheries up and down the Pacific coastline and will be voting on staff recommendations to cut Southeast Alaska's 2008 commercial longline catch by 27%. Some of what the Halibut Commission decides could impact the charter fleet, which does not have a hard cap to its catch, but rather a guideline harvest level, or GHL, for the region. Charter fleet members are asking the commission not to assume the charter catch will decrease this year, but that's not sitting well with the commercial fleet. Linda Benkin, director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, says she was disgusted and dismayed to hear about the proposal drafted on behalf of a number of charter associations.
It's pretty surprising to have a group who has exceeded their guideline harvest level for 3 years running that caused an overage of the constant exploitation yield in the halibut 2C stock last year to come forward and say that not only do they think they shouldn't share in conservation, but they should be allowed to go over their GHL again this year in the face of a declining stock. When the commercial fleet has stepped up to the plate and said, we recognize we have some issues here with a dropping catch rates and a need to rebuild stocks in Southeast, and we're going to support the science and do what we need to do to take care of stocks.
Southeast charter fleet has gone over the 1.4 million pound guideline harvest level in the past 4 years by several hundred thousand pounds. This past summer is the first time the charter fleet has seen an impact from exceeding that harvest guideline with the implementation of new size limits. This year, they could also see a reduction from a two-fish to a one-fish bag limit. That's one of the options in a proposed rule published by the National Marine Fisheries Service at the end of last month. Benkin says the charter catch has already been addressed through a public process before the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, and she backs the proposed rule that could result in tighter restrictions on the charter fleet.
I think the mechanisms that are in there have been fully vetted by the public, fully analyzed. They're backed up by best available information to show that those harvest control mechanisms, if implemented as outlined in the proposed rule, will be effective in controlling harvest to the GHL.
Under a framework approved by the North Pacific Council, the charter guideline level will be dropping if the IPHC follows staff recommendations and approves a decrease in the overall harvest target for the region. The lower charter GHL could then trigger the lower bag limit for guided sport clients. Charter industry consultant Earl Comstock, who submitted the proposal to the Halibut Commission, says it's not right to assume the charter catch will be dropping.
So all we're saying is let's at least pick some realistic numbers for the charter fleet so we don't put many people out of business.
Comstock says the U.S. government's proposed rule has a range of charter restrictions. He says one option could result in a catch similar to 2007's estimated 1.7 million pound charter harvest. The other option on the low end could result in a 700,000 pound catch if the one fish bag limit is approved. The charter fleet opposes that one fish daily limit, and Comstock does not think the Halibut Commission should assume that change in its calculations.
The bottom line is for the charter sector is they need a stable season fishery with about two fish a day in order for their clients to come and pay money and spend money flying back and forth in Southeast and paying for employment there and everything else.
Comstock's proposal offers three different alternatives for the IPHC to change the number it uses for figuring in Southeast charter catch. He says both the charter and commercial fleets have seen declining catches in the past few years and does not agree there's a big conservation problem in Southeast.
I think there are a lot of people that try to paint this as charter versus commercial. I think what's important for Southeast Alaska is you've got two industries here, you've got both of which deserve to be vibrant and economically successful. It shouldn't be viewed as you got to cut one to save the other. I mean, I think that's a mistake. I spent 10 years working for Senator Stevens, and that's not the kind of thinking that helps Southeast Alaska.
IPHC staff recommendations on the commercial catch for 2008 do assume that both the U.S. and Canadian governments will implement some measures, like the proposed rule, to bring charter catches in Southeast and British Columbia more in line with the guideline levels. The IPHC meets January 15th through the 18th in Portland. With help from Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.